We began a couple of weeks ago learning the halachas of Hilchas Yichud, the Isra of Yichud, and the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Peyam and Beis, Daf Peyam and Aleph. And now we are up to the next part of our sugya. The next very fascinating shaila in Hilchas Yichud is the Isra of Yichud considered an Isra that is Yaharig Ba'al Yavar or not? Now we know there are three Averis in the Torah. Generally we say that for Averis in the Torah we say V'chai Bahem, a person is not mechuyev to give up his life. A person is supposed to live with the Torah, not die with the Torah. So therefore we assume that generally if it's going to cost a person his own life or her own life, so then we assume that you don't have to follow the laws of the Torah, and you can violate the law of the Torah in such a case. However, there are three exceptions, as we know, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim. So the question is, what about Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos? What about something which is not quite Gilei Arayos? What would be Gilei Arayos? For example, a person is Bo'al Neshus Ish. That's Gilei Arayos. That's the real deal, Gilei Arayos. There we would say Yaharig Va'al Yavar. What about something which is only a lead-up to Gilei Arayos? For example, let's say you take our case of Yichud. Perhaps that should be a case of Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos. So the Ramah, there's a stira in the Ramah, but the Ramah writes in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, if you read it very clearly, the Ramah states over there in the Shach as well, that there's a chiyuv not only Yaharig Va'al Yavar on the Gilei Arayos itself, on let's say being Bo'al Neshus Ish, but there's a chiyuv Yaharig Va'al Yavar even on Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos, which is a big chiddush. However, that's what the Ramah assumes. Now the Ran, this all comes from the Ran. The Ran assumes that there's a din Yaharig Va'al Yavar on Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos the same way there is on Gilei Arayos itself. Where does the Ran get this from? So let's look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Heim and Aleph together. The Gemara says, seems to tell us very clearly that there's a din Yaharig Va'al Yavar even when we're not talking about Gilei Arayos Mamish. Says the Gemara as follows. Ma'aseh Ba'al HaMecha, there was a story with a person, doesn't say who he was, Shenasan Eina Be'isha Achas. So this person was a little bit taken by a woman who was not his own wife. And because he had such a desire, such an urge for this woman who was not his own wife, he got sick. Physically, he got physically sick because he couldn't be with her. Now, the Gemara has a discussion. Was she an Eishes Ish? Was she a Pnuya? It's not clear. The Gemara has that discussion there in Sanhedrin. However, Amru HaRofim, so they send him to the doctor, they call Atzalah, and the diagnosis is what? Right, a woman's fall in the middle of her pregnancy. So the diagnosis the doctor's going to give is, go eat your pickles. What's the problem? Now the problem is over here, the man has a tiger for something he's not allowed to do. So what do you do? So over here he writes, says the Gemara, Ein lo takana, the doctor said that the prognosis is, this person will not get better, ad shetiba'alo, until this man goes ahead and has an affair with this woman. That's the only way he's going to get better. Amr chachamim, sorry, impossible, yamus v'altiba'alo. Impossible, you're going to have to die, it's too bad. Okay, so far I understand. Let's just say, for a minute, let's imagine that she was an Eishes Ish. This man has a taiva, a big strong urge, he gets sick over this woman who's an Eishes Ish. Okay, too bad, that's what the din is, Yaharig Va'al Yavar, Gilei Arayos. However, says the Gemara, then the doctors gave a second etzah. Okay, he's not going to have tashmish with her, he's not going to do Gilei Arayos mamish, but tamen lefan of aruma. How about we'll give in to his desire a little bit, and we'll just have the woman stand in front of him in an improper fashion. Maybe that will be good enough for him to be, maybe that would be good enough for him to get over his illness. Says the Gemara, nope, yamis val tamen lefan of aruma. Okay, you know what, says the doctor, we're going to come up with a new medication. Tisaper ima achari hageder. How about everyone's going to do what they normally do? This guy's lying in bed, so you know, we're going to put up a big mechitza, and she'll just whisper to him from behind the mechitza. He won't even look at her. She'll whisper to him, and maybe that will be enough to calm him down. Says the Gemara, absolutely not, yamis val tisaper ima. Absolutely not, too bad, the guy has to die. Says the Ran, what do you see from here? What are we dealing with over here? We're not talking about Gilei Arayos Mamish. That was only the first step of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, the doctors came back and said, it's good enough if she's just a little bit improper with him. It's good enough if she just speaks to him. Yet, says the Gemara, there's a chiyuv over here in this case, Yaharig Va'al Yavar. Why? Says the Ran, you see from here that there's a din Yaharig Va'al Yavar even on Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos. Now, stam listening to a woman talk, I wouldn't say that that's really even Abizrayu. That's nothing. But over here it was a different story because the Gemara says, Shelo Yehu Benos Yisrael Hefker, we don't want that people should be getting these crazy desires in their head and then we're gonna start giving in a little bit and then they're gonna say, oh, we have to give in a little more. We don't want to have Benos Yisrael Hefker, therefore Chazal said a Harash show over here that the man, too bad, he has to take his own life, he's not allowed to give in to his type. Says the Ran, but what you see from here is, simply, says the Ran, that we would have said, Yaharig Va'al Yavar, even on Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos. Here the Gemara took it a step further and said, even just to listen to her talk. But let's say, Shatam Lefan of Aruma, the Gemara was ready to say, she's not allowed to do so, it's not Gilei Arayos. But you see, for Abizrayu de Gilei Arayos, we also have this principle. The Otzer HaPoskim quotes, the Otzer HaPoskim is a sefer that's malaket all the tshuvas of Aman Eben Ezer. So he quotes a tshuva from the Shem Aryeh. I'm not sure exactly who he is, but this is quoted later on, and the Shem Aryeh was in the same generation as Rav Shlomo Kluger. So this shaila was sent both to the Shem Aryeh, and then the Shem Aryeh sent it to Rav Shlomo Kluger. They discussed the issue back and forth. Look how the Shem Aryeh had a following shaila. Very fascinating. He says, Nishalti, I had the following story in my community. There was a woman who was living out in the city somewhere, out in the suburbs. Asher b'hakshosa b'lidita, when she was giving birth, it happened to be Shabbos. Shalcha le'ir, she sent a messenger to my city, which was the big city, and we had the OBGYN living by us. Says the Shem Aryeh, the woman who was able to help her give birth lived by us. Okay, so what do? You send a messenger that the woman needs you in the suburbs. So you machal Shabbos, b'kulach nefesh, what's a shayla? So who'd they send? They didn't have the arrangement with the Hatzalah and whatever, so who are they going to send? That a non-Jewish wagon driver is going to bring, the Mialedes is going to bring the midwife to go and help the other woman give birth in the other city. But it was chutz l'tchum. So here's the shayla. Hagalon haya akum. So, so far so good. The non-Jewish taxi driver is going to open the door for you. Everything, it's fine. The only problem is I'm going chutz l'tchum. But it's bikwach nefesh. I have to. So I go chutz l'tchum. Nistapku eich lasus. So everyone became, all of a sudden they became big tamei chacham in the city. And it became a whole to-do. Is this permissible for the midwife to go to the suburb to go help the woman have the baby? What's the shayla? Pikuach nefesh is derech Shabbos. Shayla was like this. Imtisa hamiyaledes ba'atzma meni Yehudi yesh kan iser yichud. If she's going to get into the taxi and go ahead to go to the suburb and help the other woman out have the baby, yeah, you're right, chilul Shabbos is mutter, but she's going to violate the iser of yichud because it's just her and the man in the taxi and there's no one on the roads, it's Shabbos. However, Im Yisa Imar Shomer Yisrael, maybe we should send her husband along. There's no Isur Yichud when the husband, Baila Be'ir, the husband's with her, there's no Isur Yichud then, so maybe we should send the husband in. The problem is, he's not helping for the Pikuach Nefesh. So the Shem Aryeh had that Sofei, Gevaldik Hashayla. Which one should we be over? Should we allow the husband, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So should we allow the husband to go along with his wife that she shouldn't violate the Isur of Yichud? Even though the husband is going to be Mechal Shabbos for no good reason, he's not part of the Pikuach Nefesh. Or do you say, no, it's better that we care about Shabbos, and too bad the Isser Yichud is going to lose out. So she'll be miyached with the non-Jewish taxi driver, and it's fine. She'll go. She'll do what she has to do.
Is
so this was
with an
what?
Is it Yichud with an Akum?
Yeah, it's Yichud with an Akum. The Gemara that we learned the first week when we started this, the Gemara said that there were three different phases of the din of Yichud. There's Yichud Daraisa with Harayas. Then later on, David added, and then Beisham Beisilah added. But basically, there's Yichud with an Akum. Certainly, either Daraisa Darabanan. But there certainly is an Isra of Yichud. So he had this whole discussion, and he sent it to Rav Shlomo Kluger, what are you supposed to do? So the Eitzah at the time that they gave is send the Katan, send the few Ketanim along, so it's only Achiv and Shabbos Mitam Chinuch. Okay, they got around it. But let's say you don't have Ketanim. So the Shaila is very fascinating. What would be the Halacha in such a case? So this is a big question. Do we say that Abizrayu Degili Arayis, what is the question hinge on? So the way he formulates the Shaila is as follows. Abizrayu Degili Arayis perhaps might be Yehar Gval Yavar as well. Yes, you're right. Based on that, says the Shem Aryeh and Rav Shlomo Kluger. Yes, you're right that for Shabbos, we say Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, so all bets are off. It's as if it's not Shabbos today. But if we say Yaharig Val Yavar for the Abizrayu Degili Arayis, it means, meaning how would you formulate the question? If you say there's a Din Yaharig Val Yavar even for Abizrayu Degili Arayis, would this woman have a right to go and be Mechal Shabbos? I'm sorry, would her husband have a right to be Mechal Shabbos with her to save her from the Isra of Yichud or not? What would you say? Which one is more chamer? Well, Pashas, I would have said Shabbos is more chamer. What's the question? So let her violate the Isra of Yichud, which is possibly only Midrabanan, right? It's not even clear that it's Daraisa. For sure she should violate the Isra of Yichud and forget about being Mechal Shabbos for her husband. However, the Chiddush that Reb Shlomo Kluger had, huh?
Which one's Daraisa?
Shabbos is Daraisa.
Right.
Shabbos is for sure Daraisa. So for sure I would say, don't be Mechal Shabbos and violate the Isra of Yichud. So the Chiddush that Rav Shlomo Kluger suggested here was, perhaps no. Perhaps since Yichud is Yehar Gval Yavar, by Shabbos we don't say Pikuach Nefesh is, we don't say that you should Yehar Gval Yavar for the Yisuri Shabbos. No, we say violate Shabbos because it's going to save someone's life. But perhaps we wouldn't say that for the Isra of Yichud. So when you're weighing over here in this scenario where you have the Isra of Yichud versus the Isra of Shabbos, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, even though I would have said, my Svarach Hitzona would have been that Shabbos is much greater, Shabbos is much more chamer, it's a Chiv Skila. However, if Shlomo Kluger argues, perhaps it's not the same. Perhaps Yichud is more chamer. Why? Because Yichud is talking about a situation where we might even say Yehar Gval Yavar. So the case came up, yeah?
Yehar Gval Yavar is not on the person doing the Avera. Yehar Gval Yavar is on a
sense.
No, but you see that Isser Yichud is very chamer. That's what you see. You see that Isser Yichud, we wouldn't violate Isser Yichud even if it cost someone their life. So he says, since we wouldn't, so perhaps it's more chamer than Shabbos in this regard. A very big chiddush. You have to think about it a little. But I have here, I didn't put it on the sheet, but I have here, for anyone who's a lawyer here, not sure if anyone is, but for anyone who's a lawyer, the following case came up August 22nd, 1963. I said this over to my shir this morning. I just asked them to do the research for me. So they found me the story. And then they found that it has it in the law textbooks. They actually teach this case. So as far as I understand, it's probably a real case. Otherwise, why would they teach it in a law school? So it says on August 22nd, 1963, way before I was born, Ruth Friedman and Jack Katz, two camp counselors at Camp Shira in the Catskills, had a day off. Anyone knows the story? So what happens, their practice was, they're very firm of people, their practice was to spend their days off together, often with a third counselor who was a mutual friend. On a particular day, their friend was unable to come along, but they still decided to go on a hike together at Mount, whatever, some ski center. So the two of them went, the boy and the girl, they were two counselors, had a day off, they went up hiking on a ski resort. They took a ski lift to the top of the mountain and hiked there most of the day. At around 5:30 p.m., they were exhausted and decided it was time to head back. Instead of hiking back, and despite the lateness of the hour, they took the ski lift down. In the middle of their trip, they got stuck on the ski lift. No one had told them that it was closing time. They screamed and yelled for help for over 15 minutes, but to no avail. They discussed the situation, and Miss Friedman, a big Yari Shemayim, became agitated, panicky, and reached the stage of near hysteria at the prospect of being stranded on the mountain 25 feet in the air overnight. This was not helped by the fact that she was alone with a man and was distressed and was dressed in a cotton skirt, a light blouse, and sneakers. Concerned about violating the prohibition of Yichud, Ruth jumped off of the ski lift. Anyone know this case? Ruth jumped off of the ski lift, breaking both of her legs, sustaining a compound fracture on her nose, a laceration on the left eyelid, whiplash injury on the neck, anxiety with nightmares, multiple bruises and abrasions of the knee and elbow, and trauma to the left shoulder. Since New York State owned that mountain, she sued the state for injuries sustained as a result of her fall on the grounds of insufficient signage and mental distress. Okay. At the trial, a Rabbi Herschel Stahl, anyone know who that is? Testified. My father thought it was Reb Shimon Eider. He thought the details of the story were wrong, but Reb Shimon Eider was a Talmud of Reb Moshe, so he thought he was involved in this case. Under heavy cross-examination, so he gave a testimony about the nature of the prohibition of what the court referred to as jichud. J-I-C-H-U-D. Based on part of this testimony, the court ruled that the state had been negligent in guaranteeing the safety and mental calmness of Ruth Friedman and awarded her $35,000, which in that time was, I think, a lot more than it is now, and ruled as well that she had not been negligent in what she had done. Okay? So that is a major shaila. Do you say Yahar Val Yavar? I guess the state of New York, Paskin, you say Yahar Val Yavar.
She did.
What?
She did.
She did. Or Rabbi Herschel Stahl, whoever he is, Paskin like the Ramah, Simen Kufnun Zayin, that you say Yaharik Val Yavar even on an Isser of Yichud. Now that is a very big Kiddush. Just take, for example, this summer there was a Shaila. What?
She was outside. Yeah,
if no one's going to come there, sure. Yeah. So the there was a Shaila this past summer that went as follows. This past summer, unfortunately, a lot of people had to run into bomb shelters. So I think they say you have 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes once the siren goes off to get into a bomb shelter. So there was a man who ran into a bomb shelter. And he gets in there and he sees that there's a woman driving down the street and she hears the siren. She jumps out of her car. She's not from the neighborhood. She jumps out of the car and she starts screaming, "Anybody know where there's a bomb shelter? I'm not from the neighborhood." He says, "Yeah, sure." He calls her in. "Come here." Then he realizes it's just me and her. What is he going to do? So he slams the door. It's her avicha. What should he do? So then he realizes it's not really nice. What? What?
Leaving her outside.
Then he realized maybe he should go outside. It's not nice. He invited her in. So maybe he should go outside. But Lamaisa was a big shayla. So what would he do such a case? He has a good shaila. It's Yahar Gval Yavar, perhaps. When you talk about the Isra of Yichud, perhaps it's Abizrai the Gide Arayas.
It's Gval Yavar on him, not on her.
Why not? Why?
If she didn't want to go in, that's one thing, but if she's going to go, I mean, she's going
to
go in.
In the end of the day, both of them turned out to be there. It's like the ski lift. It's like the ski lift, no?
Can we say that when times of danger that they're not going to do anything?
Oh, you're saying they're scared?
Yeah.
They're not scared in the bomb shelter. My father gave shiurim in the bomb shelters. I don't know. Everything was fine, I think. So perhaps you could say, well, it's a machlokes Tosis on the Ram. Do you say that Abizrai the Gilei Rais is Yahar Gval Yavar? It's a machlokes 2 days in the Ramah. It's a steer in the Ramah. It's not really clear. The Shach says Haskamas Rav Poskim is the Hakel, that we don't say Yahar Gval Yavar by Abizrai the Gilei Rais. So perhaps you'll say Safik Nefashos the Hakel, right? Whenever, the rule always is, whenever you have a Safik Nefashos, you're not sure about somebody's life, Savak Nevashas Tahaka, we should be Mekel, like those Rishonim who say, Abba Zerad Degilei Raya, says, not your Harag Val Yavar. So that should be the Pshat. No, Zaktamen Chaschinach, no. You have a right to say Savak Nevashas Tahaka by Kala Tarakula, except for Adin, which is your Harag Val Yavar. Why? It's very misdaber. It makes a lot of sense. If the Torah tells you your Harag Val Yavar in such a case, it means that this kind of case is a very serious case. So you wouldn't say Safik Nefashos Tahakil. In such a case, perhaps, the Minchas Chinuch argues, in such a case you would say, Safik Nefashos would be the Hachmir. So it's not really clear what you would do in all these cases. Make sure you stay out of these kind of situations. Don't go on the skila for the woman. What? Yeah, Machlokes HaRishonim. Oh, so Tosis says like this. Tosis writes, the Ron brought a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara said in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Hey. The Gemara had a story with this man, and they wouldn't let him be mezana with the woman. They wouldn't let him do anything. They wouldn't let him look at her. Don't you see? Abizrai de Gilei Arai says Yehar Gval Yavar. They made the man die. The man died because of it. He didn't listen to the doctors. No, says Tosis. That was obviously a harasha. That was obviously a harasha. The guy was insane. They said Shelo Yehu Benois Yisrael Prutzas Barais. We don't want everything being hefker in the world. So Chazal said, but Tosis harasha. That's not really the din. Tosis argues with the Ron. He says you don't see anything from there. That was a special case. It was a one-time thing. You can't learn from there. So Tosis argues and he says, we don't say Yehar Gval Yavar and Abizrai to give their rights. So this is a Machlokes HaRishonim. It's 2 days in the Ramah. It's a stira. It's not clear. So I would have said, Safik Nevashas Tahakil. However, the Minchas Chinuch says, perhaps you don't have a right to say Safik Nevashas Tahakil in a case where it's Yehar Gval Yavar. Why? Because Yehar Gval Yavar means that overrides that this Isser overrides your life. It's more important than your life. So you don't have the right to say Safik Nevashas Tahakil in such a case. Yeah. Yeah.
How can you go ahead and say that it's not that something nefashos that when there's you can't say Harag Val Yavar. I mean, on what basis are you saying? Because the Ran, but you have Tosfos says that it isn't.
Machlokes HaRishonim, like every other machlokes.
Yeah. So and then right, what do you do?
So he should get out. Yeah.
Why are you killing her?
I mean, so what do you?
Yeah, they ended up. They both survived. It's okay. Yeah.
They got married.
why should any child that you should die?
It's a suffix of Yehar Gval Yavar. It's a suffix of Yehar Gval Yavar. That's a chamer dikashayla. It's a chamer dikashayla. It happens to be the Shach writes that Haskamas Rav Poskim is that we don't say Yehar Gval Yavar. That's what the Shach says. I would rely on the Shach if the case actually came up halacha lemaisa. I think I would rely on it and forget about the Menchas Chinuch's Chiddush in this case. You know what? That's a good question. Not only that, the skilif question is a different question also. Perhaps one can be mechalik between the case of the ski lift and the case of the bomb shelter. Why? What's an obvious chilik? Because one is bekumva asay, one is b'shei bal tase. When I'm going into the bomb shelter, I know that I'm the only one going in with him. So here, we're going into a situation of isur yichud, bekumva asay. Over there by the ski lift, when we went on, everything was fine. It turns out b'shei bal tase, we turn out in a place in a situation where there's yichud. Let's say I'm in my office. Everybody else leaves, it turns out I'm with one person. So you say, jump out the window, yahar gval yavar? Hard to say such a thing. No, but there are people coming and going.
Yeah.
Then they close the mountain at 5:00. It gets dark, so that's it.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest negligence is that put them on the ski lift and tell people at the bottom.
Kash on the Maisa. Yeah. Anyway, so that's issue number one. Do we say Yehar Gval Yavar? That's the question. Do we say Yehar Gval Yavar on Abizrai to give their rice? Now let's move on. What's the halacha with having yichud with one sister or with other krovim? So let's learn the Gemara together. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin daf pei aleph amid bei. Zok the Gemara misyachid adam imimo. The Gemara says one is allowed to have yichud with his mother. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. You have to pay attention to the words carefully here. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Misyachid adam imachoso. A person is allowed to be miyachid. He's allowed to have yichud with his sister. I put in the parentheses. It's not in the Gemara. I just put it in that we should understand what the Gemara is getting at. Mashma. It seems the aser baofen kavua. It would seem. What does it say? I'm allowed to have yichud with my sister, but to live with her bekvias. The Gemara seems to imply that it's not mutter. V'dor im imo v'imbito. Over here you see the contrast. It says, I'm allowed to have yichud with my sister, and I'm allowed to live with my mother. So what do you see? It means I'm not allowed to live with my sister. That's the diuk that the Gemara has. Ki amar kamei de Shmuel amar. When they told this memra to Shmuel, Shmuel commented, Asr l'siachanim kolarai shabatara afilu im behema. Says Shmuel, not only you're not allowed to be miyachid with any arayis, you're also not allowed to have yichud with a behema. 1,000 years ago, you would have said Shmuel's crazy. Nowadays, when you see how crazy people actually are, Shmuel's not so crazy, right? Because we see things go wrong even with behemos. Tanan says the Mishnah, Misyachid adam im imo v'imbito v'yashin imam b'kiyur v'basar. Tiyuv to the Shmuel. What do you see? Shmuel says, I'm not even allowed to have yichud with a behema. I'm not allowed to have yichud with anyone. We have a Mishnah here that says, I'm allowed to have yichud with my mother, and there's nothing to worry about. There's no taiva between a child and his mother, even though nowadays we have plenty of cases of incest, but okay. Amar lach Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Ulatameich, what do you mean? You're no better off. Shmuel comes up and he says, I have a different member that says that you're only allowed to have yichud when there are edim present. So you're also up kefrek. You said I'm allowed to have yichud with my sister, with my mother. What do you mean? I have a member here that says only with edim. So Ella, you have to say tanoi. You have to say it's a machlokas tanoi. Detanya amar a meir. Meaning it's not yichud. Meaning it's not yichud. Correct. Correct. So you're saying the lashon's a little bit off. It's a good hara. So the Gemara says you left to say there's nothing else to say other than the fact that it's a machlokas tanoi. Some tanoim hold you're allowed to have yichud with relatives that are close to you. Some tanoim hold you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Ela tanoihi titanya amar Rameir hizari mipnei biti." Rameir said, "Be careful when my daughter's around. Make sure I'm never together with her, separate in a room, because I'm concerned about the issur of yichud with my own daughter." So Pella, a heiliger Rameir was concerned. Amar Tarfan hizaru bi mipnei kalasi. You have to be careful with me when my daughter-in-law's around, because my daughter-in-law, you know, I'm nervous something could happen. Ligla Galavosa Talmud, says the Gemara, one of the Talmidim started laughing at Reb Tarfon. What? Reb Tarfon, you're nervous about your daughter-in-law? Come on. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mishim Reb Chanin, Ben Gamliel, lo hayu yamu muatim. Within a couple of days from when this Talmud made fun of his Rebbe, Reb Tarfon, at shenichshel osa Talmud bechamosa. This Talmud had a run-in with his own mother-in-law, because he was making fun of his Rebbe, and he was making light of the situation, the Isra Yichud, so he made a mistake. Then the Gemara goes on to a discussion of filu in behema. The Gemara said you're not even allowed to have yichud with an animal. Abaye mechlale mikula dibra. When Abaye used to sit outside, he made sure that all the animals were out of the backyard. He put them into the stable. He doesn't want to have yichud with them in the backyard. Rav Sheshes ma'abele matzer. Rav Sheshes would put them behind the machitza. Rav Chanan minarda ikla la Rav Kahana lefum nara. Rav Chanan minarda once went to visit Rav Kahana, who was on the bank of the river. Chazid the Yosef Kagaris, he sees that he's sitting there and learning. He has a Gemara open. V'kaima behema kame, and he sees that his donkey is right next to him. So he says to him, Amarlei lo savala mar afilu behema. Don't you know that it says you're not allowed to have yichud with a behema? Here you are sitting at the bank of the river. It's just you and your animal. Aren't you concerned about the isser of yichud? Amarlei lavada toy. I wasn't aware that this was an isser. Okay, I'm going to be more careful in the future. So Toysis and the Rush right over there. What you see from the Gemara clearly is one is allowed to have yichud with his sister. The Gemara says that one is allowed to have yichud with his mother, with his sister, there's no concern. Why? Because the person doesn't really have taibas for his mother, he doesn't really have taibas for his sister. Once in a blue moon you have a situation of incest or whatever, some terrible situation. Okay, that's a blue moon case. That's not a regular course of events. Generally we assume a person doesn't have a taiba for his own close relatives. However, the Rishonim write, Aval asr ladr ima bikvius. Even though one is allowed to have yichud with his sister, one is not allowed to live with his sister bikvius. That is what the Rishonim say over there.
What does that mean?
Very good question. What does kvius mean? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
What is the definition of a kvius? That's a very important question. Now, the Ran says over there, as long as it's leprakim, which also wasn't clear, as long as it's leprakim, it's good enough. So what does leprakim mean? So you look in the Otzer HaPoskim again, and he quotes a tshuva from the Imre Yosher of Meir Arik. I have never looked in his tshuvas on my own, but I found this today in the Otzer HaPoskim. So he writes in there that, I'll tell you what it means. You know how long kvius is? He makes a gzeira shava. It's like a poilus shatara. So Rabbi Arik says this. He says, from the fact that the Ran says you're only allowed to live with his sister, bikvius, I'm sorry, leprakim, where else in Shas do we have the Lashon prakim? Prakim, prakim, ninth parakin. The last parak in Brachas, what does the Gemara say? Oh, Harayas Yamagadol, if I see the Niagara Falls, I make a bracha Oisim Isa Bereshis. Why? Because I'm so nispal. What if I see it tomorrow again? I don't make it a bracha again. Why? Because you have to see it leprakim. I have to see it once every 30 days. If I see it more than that time span, if I see it every other day or every week or every other week, I would not recite a bracha until there has been a lapse of time of a month, because that's called a leprakim. Says Rameir Arik, you see the Gemara assumes leprakim means 30 days, so the Ran over here means also 30 days. What's the tushta? What does one have to do with the other? Over there the Gemara is talking about am I nispoiled by the Niagara Falls or not? Over here the Gemara is talking about do I have a taiva for my sister living with her more than a certain amount of time? What does one have to do with the other? It's a pella. So Rameir Arik is a big chiddush that he learns 30 days from there. My father assumed the din is 30 days, but not from there. He said you can't bring a raya from that Gemara in Brachas that has nothing to do with our sukkah. You could bring a raya from other sugyas where the Gemara assumes that kviyus means 30 days. Let's say you have Gemaras in Baba Basra that say, when is a person mechuyev to participate in Maos Chitim? I just moved to Farakwe, knock on my door the next morning, we're collecting Maos Chitim. Give me a chance, I didn't even pay my taxes yet, I didn't do anything, give me a chance to do something. So how long do I have until I'm mechuyev to pay for the mikvah, for the building fund, for everything else? So we assume shloshim yom. Why? Because before 30 days, we assume you're just a visitor. After you're ready living in community 30 days, then we have a right to slip something under the door and say, hey, we have a mikvah in the community we need you to pay for, we have a building fund for the shul, and then you are going to be mechuyev to pay for it because now you're considered a permanent resident of this neighborhood. So over here, that would be the same thing. If the Ran assumes that kviyus means the time, the amount of time that a person is allowed to be with his sister is lukim and not lukviyus, so kviyus, we find other contexts, midaraisa, we find that kviyas would mean 30 days. That's what my father assumed. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe writes as follows, number Dalid, Rav Moshe is very makel. Says Rav Moshe, this really comes up. You have older singles sometimes, the parents pass away, the parents own the big house, and now the brother and the sister are still, Rahman al-Litzlan, the brother and the sister are still single at an older age, so they stick in the house together. They're 50 years old. They're living there bikviyas. So it's not so pasha. It's not so pasha to do such a thing. So what's called kviyas and what's not? Zark Rav Moshe like this. Lo mistaver kla lomar duhu achas l'shloshim yom. Rav Moshe is not responding to Rav Meir Arik. Rav Moshe was much later, but he's responding to those achronim who think it's 30 days. He says he doesn't think it's mistaver at all. Kehadiro sayamagoda. What's the tushtel? Rav Moshe says, what does one have to do with the other? If I see Niagara Falls once every 30 days, I make a bracha. What does that have to do with over here living with my sister once every 30 days? The lo mashma lashon haGemara brachos. The Gemara brachos doesn't mean to say an overarching principle that any time you have a lashon over the prakim or the kviyas, that this is what it means. B'chol makom shenimtzu l'shloshim yom v'chule. Rav Moshe goes on and on. He disagrees with that raya that Rav Meir Arik brought. Umefarish dehu sheyehe nikar shehu ba etzla bebesa rak bias prakim ka'oreach l'fi sha'a. Says Rav Moshe. You know what the definition is? As long as it's clear to everybody that you're just a guest, that you're not a permanent resident. That could be a year or 2 years, says Rav Moshe. A guy shows up from Eretz Yisrael, he's just getting his bearings, he doesn't know where he's going, he doesn't know how he's going to get a job, where he's going to rent a house. Okay, so for the time being, he moves in with his sister. Everybody knows that he's living out of his suitcases, everybody knows that he's just looking for a job. Says Rav Moshe, even if it takes him 2 years to find a job, that's still okay, because that's not bikvius. That's clear to everybody that you're not living there bikvius. Afsha kavanasa liya sham raks man katzer. Vizeo kavanasa b'masha kasav. Aval eino dar tamid biyichud etzla babayu, says her Moshe. What it means is, as long as my kavana, as long as my das is not to stay here for an extended period of time. Delo shayach lefarish leinyan zman doesn't mean that you give him a quantitative amount of days of how many days he's allowed to stay there or how many not. Daleka l'shir tamid. Every case is different. You have to evaluate each situation and figure out, is this person intending to be here for good or just for a certain amount of time. Da'afim yadusham, says her Moshe. Even if it turns out that it takes me, the guy from Eretz Yisrael takes him a year or two to find a job, still, you have to say, it depends, what's the mindset? When the brother comes to live with the sister, what is the mindset that he has? Then Rav Moshe goes into the end, he says, what about a brother and a sister living in the same house with the parents? So both of them are 12, 13 years old. So they're both gedolim. So you're going to say, well, there's never a nisur yichud because the parents are here. What about when the parents go on a vacation for a month in the summer and the 16 and 17-year-old boy and girl are living in the house together? So what are you going to say then? Says Rav Moshe, also, you can't say that's bikvius. That's not what it means. We're afraid to do anything in our own house because it's our parents' house. It's not our own place. If a woman has her own house and now she invites her brother to come over, and he's going to be living there in the house. Okay, she has no one who's looking over her, nobody who's keeping track of what's going on. So over there, Rav Moshe says you have to be concerned. But when you have children, or even young adults who are living in the house together with the parents, with other family members, there's nothing to worry about in such a case. That's what Rav Moshe says. So again, you have different shittas. The basic understanding that the Rishonim have is, as long as the brother and the sister have an understanding between each other that this is not a permanent solution. I don't think it's smart anyway to have a permanent solution like that. What?
Challenging to understand why prakim kviyas should affect the nature of the problem here.
What do you mean?
If you're concerned with the yichud because of potential issues, mm-hmm. The fact that they're going to be there for a month or 2 weeks.
You're saying, why should that make a difference? So, Be'etzem, really we assume, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I have to remember where is that, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, I didn't write down the daf, that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were mispalel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Yetzirah for family members. So really, it's not normal for family members to have such a strong taiva for each other. It happens once in a while, okay, it happens once in a while. But because of that consideration that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that really, you don't really have to be concerned. So because of that, we are more relaxed when it comes to family members. Now, family members doesn't mean I'm allowed to be miyachid with my daughter-in-law or someone like that. That's not, family members means biological family members, where generally we assume that they don't really have an urge for one another as much. So now, let's move on. What's the halacha of yichud with two nashim? One man being with two women. What's the din in such a case? So says the Mishnah in Kiddushin, daf pei amud beis, that's number hey.
In
Brachas,
there's a whole Indian.
What?
In Brachas, there was a whole Indian where the one man could sleep with two women, one will go to the bathroom and the other will be left alone.
That's the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara has in Sota, what happens when you're bringing the woman up to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, so how many men have to be in the caravan with her? That's a whole Gemara in Sota. So over here, let's begin like this. What about Yichud with two women? So you'll say, well, I'm not being miyachid. It's not just me alone with her. Well, it says the Gemara in Kiddushin as follows. Daf Pei Amud Beis. Lo yisiachid adam im shtei nashim. A man, we don't trust men. So you're not allowed to be, you can never be too careful. Don't even find yourself with two women. Avol, however, isha achas misyachedus im shnei nashim. If you have two men together, so one woman is allowed to be with two men. Why? Says the Gemara, my taima. Tana de Yo, ho the nashim daitim kalos aleim. Doesn't mean they're stupid. That's not what nashim daitim kalos means. Means that women are much more sensitive than men are. So if you're going to talk a woman into doing something that she shouldn't be doing, it's going to be much easier to convince her to do something wrong than it will be to convince a man to do something wrong. Because generally a man has a much tougher personality. So that's what the Gemara assumes. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains over there. What does it mean, daitim kala? Ushtein nochos lispatos. So you have two women in a room with a man. So what's going to happen? The man's going to speak to one of them, then he's going to speak to the other one, and in the end, he'll violate the issue with both of them. I'm not embarrassed from you, because the man's going to end up doing an aver with both of us. So that's why the Gemara assumes that a man is not allowed of yichud with two women, because we're concerned that the women are going to bend, and they're going to break, and they're not going to be able to hold strong against the man, and they're going to end up violating an aver. So that is the Gemara. So now the question is, what about more than two women? What's the limit? So what would you say? Well, two women is reasonable. What are you going to say? Five women? What's reasonable over here? So, what? Right, so that's the question. So this is a machlokes, the Ramah, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. How far do we take it? It's a machlokes of Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rambam, Rashi, they have a big machlokes. What would you say? If it's above two women, would you say three women you still have to worry? Five women you still have to worry? So this is the machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, they're machmer like the Rambam, and he says, afilu nashim harbe. Even one man sitting with 25 women, you have to be concerned.
So a rabbi is giving a shiur for the women?
Yeah.
A shiur on Monday morning in the shul. It's awesome.
Nah, there's people in and out of the shul. He knows there's Pesach, Pesuch, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbim. Anyone could walk in at any time. It's, certainly, I don't know if you're aware, but don't steal anything in the shul. There are cameras everywhere. It's not a good idea. If you want to steal, at least do it when the lights are off. So there's a whole shot about cameras also. Someone spoke recently about a therapist, who a male therapist is a very erlich person. So I've never been to a therapist office. I don't know exactly how it's set up, but apparently confidentiality by a therapist is extremely important, more so than by other doctors. I don't know. I guess it's not embarrassing if you're waiting in a doctor's office, so you wait online. If you're waiting online in a therapist's waiting room, I guess there's more private than there would be otherwise. I'm not sure. So this person said he wasn't sure. What's he supposed to do when a woman comes to speak to him? He's not allowed to have his secretary walk in the middle. And he's not allowed to have windows that are open to the street. What's he supposed to do? So if you have a doctor, so at all times a nurse can walk in, they take the blood pressure, they do all different things, there's people coming and going. If you're in an office of a therapist and it's just a private practice, so who's walking in? He knows nobody's walking in. So what's he supposed to do? So this is a major concern. So what he decided to do was he had a video camera set up, but you can't have a video camera where it's on both of them because that also breaches confidentiality. So he has a video camera that's all the time showing by his secretary, but it's only on half the room. And he had a system where he has a punch card for each patient that walks in. You have to punch when you walk into his office and you punch when you walk out. So basically, if the secretary sees that in between those punches he is off the screen, she walks into the room. That's the way it works. So he's a big Yari Shemayim. He happens to be a big Yari Shemayim. That's what he does. I don't know what other people do, but it's a major shaila. If you do something like that, if you set up a camera where at all times when somebody's punched in, you can see where I am, that's like Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Aram. That's, look over here. I would never do something wrong over here. Everybody can walk by and see what I'm doing. So that's the same over there. I would never do something wrong in my office if there's a camera that's facing on me, because we need to make sure that a person has the safeguards in place that nothing should ever go wrong. So this is a big machlokes, the Mechaber and the Rambam. What would you say in such a case? Zok, the Mechaber, we're machmer like the Rambam. And the Mechaber says, even if it's Nashim Harbe, one man with many, many women is going to be forbidden. Why is it going to be forbidden? Because the Rambam assumes you have crazy people who are crazy Bali Taiva, and they'll never be able to, you can never stop these kind of Mishugayim. And even if there's 25 people in the room with them, the guy is out of his mind, he's going to start up with all of them. Okay, the Rama says, come on, let's be reasonable. You're going to say, more than two women, you're really concerned? How crazy could a person be? Says the Rama, the limit is two. More than two, it's fine. More than two, there's no Isser at all. So that's important. Zakra Moshe, in a tshuva number vav, this is also important. Why is Ramosha discussing Machlekes Mechamer the Rama? Generally, we assume Machlekes Mechamer the Rama, the Svardim HaMachmer, the Ashkenazim HaMekel. So what's the Shaila? So the problem is over here that the Chachma Sadam and many of the Ashkenazi Achronim quote both days. What are you quoting both days for? What are you quoting both days? We hold like the Chachma Ashkenaz, like Rashi, the Rambam Paskins like Rashi and the Balei Atosis, that we don't have to be concerned more than two women. The Rambam is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, but we don't hold like that. So what's the concern? So Zakhar Maisha, you see from the fact that the Chachma Sadam and other Achronim are quoting both days, it seems that they're not so convinced that the Rambam is right and Rashi is right. Zakra Moshe like this, Uladina, Yesh Lahoris Karambam, Zakra Moshe Pele. We have to be concerned of the Ram's concern, and even if one man is going to be with 25 women, you have to be concerned about that as well, because we have such preachers. Hamisha Kasav Arash, Betam Rashi, Mehadi Efshala Livol Kulam, Zakta Rash, what do you mean? It's unreasonable. Rashi says, more than two women. What do you think? The guy's going to go wild first. What is this? So, Sarach Lamar, Betam Ali, Betam Rashi, Deshtabius Efshar, Ze Laruba de Inshi. Abba Yosem Ishtebius Lo Yapshar El Yechidim Briyim Velo Chashal Yisr Bishvil Yechidim. Yes, in a blue moon you have a Meshugana, says Rashi, who's going to start up with 25 women at a time. But that's not the normal case, so we don't have to worry about the abnormal case. That's an aberration, that's not normal, you don't have to worry. Avo Rabbeinu Tam V'Harambam Savri, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who follows their Shita, say, De Shaykh Leser Bishvil HaYechidim, Shematzi Gam Meshalish V'Arba Bios, and Memela Lo Shaykh Gvul. The Rambam says, no gvul. Gam ika, what does he say? Daha ika gam bali taiva keilu deleka gvul. You have some people who are so wild, who are so crazy and so irresponsible, that even if there were 25 women, they're going to go wild. Al kapanim eich shanema b'taiman yesh lahoris ka Rambam v'hamachaber. Rav Moshe ends off and he says, I think you got to be careful with this. You have to be machmer like the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch, and you cannot be mekel like the Rambam. I was talking to my father about this. He thought it was completely unreasonable to assume that we have to be machmer like the Mechaber. This is not a normal case at all. We don't have to be choshish for crazy cases. Most of us have taivas. I think that's normal for any man to have certain taivas. But we know to control ourselves to a certain degree. Okay, so Chazal set up safeguards that we should have Isur Yichud. Okay, how far do we have to take that Isur Yichud? You're going to say, even with 25 women in my office, I'm not allowed to be miyached? That's a little bit unreasonable to assume that we have no self-control of ourselves like that. So my father thought that we can be meiko like the Ramah, and we can rely on Das Rashi, that more than two women would not pose an issue of Yichud at all, as long as we're dealing with somebody who's generally pretty balanced. If you're dealing with somebody who's imbalanced in these areas, obviously you have to put up your safeguards a little bit more carefully. However, even if you're Meka like the Rama, and like Rashi, who say that more than two women is Mutter, there's one very important caveat, and that is that even the Rama himself, who's Meka, says that this only applies to a regular person who, you know, is in an office working with everybody, and then he turns out that at 8 o'clock at night, he's the only one left there with five secretaries. But what's the halacha, says the Ramah, if you have a situation where Misha Asako Im Hanashim. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean I run a supermarket and there's people, men and women, walking in. Misha Asako Im Hanashim means I'm a woman's hairdresser, or something like that, where my clients are only women. So then, says the Ramah, that person is much more relaxed in the way he deals with women. His guard is much lower down than most regular people who see women walking in and out of the store. And therefore the Rama says that even if you want to be like Rashi, that more than two women there's nothing to be concerned about, Zakti Rama, Misha, Sakim Anashim, by him you have to be very, very careful, and by him you have to be Machmir even more than two women. That's what the Rama says. And that's a very important thing to keep in mind, because I mean, I don't know how many people have jobs like that where they're only seeing, where they're only dealing with women. I don't know how many cases you have like that. What? Right, a hairdresser is the example I gave. What else?
OBGYN.
What?
Probably gay.
Okay, possibly.
A doctor with an OBGYN.
What?
An OBGYN.
Oh, so a doctor is a little bit of a different story. A doctor is different because by a doctor you have nurses walking in and out all the time. And by a doctor also there's a svara of tarad bum nasik. That's a svara, maybe we'll get to it next week or something. But there's a svara of, I know that if somebody catches me, I'm done. So if the hairdresser is done, so he'll get a job as a postal worker. What's the difference, right? If a doctor is done, his license is taken away, he's finished. He's finished for life. So that's something tarad bum nasik. That generally we have a svara that we know that people are very concerned about their jobs, about their positions, about their wages. So if it's going to mean that my job is on the line and I'm always thinking about, I'm really thinking about making sure not to mess up on the surgery. So you think that while I'm doing the surgery, I'm also looking at the woman and trying to have pleasure from her? Nah, I'm busy thinking about what I have to be thinking about. And I know that if I mess up the surgery as a result of something else, that mind is not here fully. I know that I'm done, I'm finished. So we don't have to be concerned in cases like that. Now what? Because that's not only asaka manashim. If a person runs a therapy lab, which is only for women, that's a different story. That's asaka manashim. But if you, and either way, if you have a video camera, so that gets around all these problems. But let's say you have a therapist who sees families, who sees everything, sees all different types of clients, so then we would assume that this really would not pose such a major issue. Now what about yichud of one woman with two men? What about yichud of one woman with two men? Right? So we said before, the Gemara says, one man with two women, nashim daitim kalos, he's going to convince both of them to do something wrong. What about one woman with two men? Says the Gemara in Kiddushin daf peyam and beis, number zayin, abal isha achas misyachedes and beis anashim. Beferish, the Gemara says, one woman is allowed to have yichud with two men. Zok the Gemara, why? Amrav yudam arav, lo shanu ela b'ksherim. This is only talking about reasonable people who generally know how to control themselves. Aval deprutzim. Let's say you have a bunch of bums who don't know how to control themselves generally, and then you're going to sit them in a room with, you know, you have 5-6 men, and you're going to sit them in a room with a woman. Afila be'asar namilo. You need to have a higher safeguard. You have to be much more careful, and that would pose a problem of yichud, even though there are a bunch of men together with only one woman. Hava ma'isa, says the Gemara. There was a story. Votziyu asara b'mita. There were 10 men who took a woman out in a bed, and they made pretend like she was dead or something like that. They carried her out of the city, and they violated an Isser's Nus out of the city where no one would catch them. So you see that even though you have 10 people sometimes, and you would think, well, what could be the issue of Yichud? Well, you have to know what kind of people we're dealing with. Amar Rav Yosef Teidai brings a raya. Dimechabi be'asar v'ganvi kishura. Sometimes you have 10 people ganging up all together to go steal somebody's, to go rob somebody's house. You have 10 people involved in a whole stealing operation, and none of them stop each other. Why don't you stop each other? What do you mean? 10 people, you're not embarrassed to steal in a group of 10 people. And one person's in the getaway car, and one person's waiting over here to make sure no one comes, and everyone's figuring out how to save each other. How could it be 10 people are involved in a crime, and nobody's afraid that somebody else is going to rat on them? Says the Gemara, you see, when you're dealing with prutzim, when you're dealing with people who aren't careful in many areas, so then even if it's 10 people, they have no problem violating Yisurim altogether and covering for one another. Rav and Rav Yehuda have a ka'azli b'urcha. Now listen, says the Gemara, a very interesting story. Rav and Rav Yehuda were both traveling on the road. Have a ka'azla hi itza kamayu. There was a woman who was walking right next to them on the road. That's generally what happens. Amalei Rav and Rav Yehuda, dal karach mekame gehenim. Let's get out of here. Make sure we go ahead of her because this is going to end us to Gehenim. What's the problem? You have two helig amaroim. You have two amaroim who are walking together on the road, and they find themselves in a dark alley with one woman. What are they concerned about? The Gemara says, as long as they're ksherim, if you have two men with one woman, there's nothing to worry about. Then says the Gemara, Amar lei v'hamar hu de amar b'ksherim shaper dami. Aren't you the one who said that as long as you have two people who are reasonable people, who know how to control themselves, you don't have to worry. So here we have two Amorim, Rav and Rav Yehuda, traveling together on the road. What are they concerned about? Says the Gemara, Amarle, mi yemer de b'ksherim kagona nava at? You consider, Rav and Rav Yehuda, you consider us ksherim? I don't trust myself. Just stop, a big Mr. Haskell. You see that the Halag Amorim, Rav and Rav Yehuda, didn't trust themselves. Ella kagon mai, says the Gemara, so who would you say is a kosher? If Rav and Rav Yehuda are not ksherim, so who is? Kagon Rav Chanina bar Papi v'chaver. Okay, so the Gemara has stories about these Amorim, that one time he found himself in a close proximity to a woman, he jumped into a fire, to a furnace, okay, whatever, you have wild stories about these Amorim. What do you see from the Gemara? I would have said, this is a Midas Chasidus. This is not standard practice. This is, you have Rav and Rav Yehuda who decided they want to take upon themselves a Midas Chasidus, okay, so they want to take upon themselves to do that. However, a regular person has a right to be Mako, that when you have one woman with two men together, there's no problem of Yichud at all. Now, Zok the Ran as follows. The Ran says in that Gemara, we're going to end in 2 minutes, says the Ran like this. Lo shanu elavik sherim. The Gemara says the only time we say that one woman together with two men is not a problem is when you have ksherim. But when you have prutzim, says the Gemara, when you have people who are not careful with themselves, who don't exercise self-control, so then we assume that you have to be more careful, and even with a bunch of men, that would be an issue. Says the Ran as follows. Mashma dahainu stamne adam shalahusliku bepritzis. Says the Ran, what about a neutral person? He's not known as the greatest tzaddik in the world, but we have no reason to assume that there's anything wrong with him. Just a regular person. So how would you, which category would you put him into? Well, if you live in our generation, I would say everyone's on the preacher's side. I'm, you know, like, no, I think the pendulum is swung that way, unfortunately. But let's say you're living in the times of the Ran. So the Ran says, you see some stama guy walking down the street, you're trying to figure out what kind of person is he? Is he allowed to have yichud with another man and a woman or not? Says the Ran, Apa gavdu gemara amrina da hadu le shmuel rav Yehuda dechi amri bikshair and shapar dami lav kagon ana ele kagon rav chanina bar papi. Says the Ran, obviously, midas chasidus haisa. Shalohaya machsa gatsma bakosher. Says the Ran, obviously, gemara, when it says that Rav and Rav Yehuda didn't trust themselves, that's because Rav and Rav Yehuda wanted to be machmir on themselves. But obviously, for the regular average person in the street, we don't have to be concerned that he's so perverted and that he'll go wild and he won't be able to exercise self-control at all. Says the Ran, we have nothing to be concerned, and this Gemara is just the Midas Chasidus. However, Abel HaRambam Kasab, Zok the Ran, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Chaf Beis. Lo tisyached isha achas afilim anashim harbe. Says the Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa, a woman is not allowed to be miyached, afilu im anashim harbe, even with a bunch of men. Mashma the sphere le midina ka'amar. Says the Ran, it would seem that the Rambam's assuming that this is Meikar Adin. It's not a Midas Chasidus in the Gemara that Rav and Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to be in close proximity to a woman because of Yichud. No, it's Meikar Adin. Umishum de lo shchichik sherim. Says the Ran, you know why the Rambam is concerned? Because lo shchichik sherim. How many people can we say with a clear conscience nowadays are real ksherim? You would really trust this person. How many people are there like that? Unfortunately, says the Rambam, not too many. And therefore, the Rambam passes halacha lemaisa that unless you're known as a big chassid, unless you're known as a big tzaddik, and everyone recognizes the fact that you would never buckle to such pressure, otherwise, says the Rambam, if you're not one of those people, if you're just stam a person, even two men with one woman would be a problem. So again, here we have machlokis, the mechaber and the Rambam. The mechaber paskins the chumra like the Rambam, as the mechaber generally does. He paskins like the Rambam. The Rambam is mekel, and he says no. That bizman hazeh, we have a right to be mekel. Because we don't have to assume that every regular average person is going to be so out of control of his own emotions and his own body. We don't assume that everyone's going to be so wild. Says the Rama, we have a right to be reasonable in this area also. The same way the Rama said before, you have a right to be reasonable. A woman is a man allowed to be with when we assume it's no longer an issue. So to over here, we find the same Rama is also makel. The Otzer HaPoskim quotes, however, if you live in a Dar Paritz, which I think we do live in, he says you have to be careful. Everyone has to figure out what their own safeguards are. Obviously, you can never be careful enough. But I think we, with this also, the Rama's teaching us that for Minig Ashkenaz, we have a right to assume, this is what my father is telling me today also, we have a right to assume that we understand who we are. Chazal set up certain safeguards. Chazal set up certain rules to go and exaggerate those rules to such a point where it's almost impossible to ever work in an office or to do anything, you have to be reasonable as well. Obviously, if a person knows that they have a particular issue, so then you have to be more careful. But if we're talking about a regular average person who's not known for doing anything wrong in the past, who is not known to have a particular issue in this kind of area, says the Ramah, we can be makel like the Ran, that this Gemara is only talking in Midas Chasidus, but a general person who's not generally taking on Midas Chasidus would have the right to be makel and assume that if you have one woman together with two men, there's nothing to be concerned about.
You're talking about the psychological